This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Cubs fans, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer here. And right now, you're listening to the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
We're a very important radio show.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lawrence Holmes.
Yeah. Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
Spiegel guy. What's his first name?
Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Adam Amin.
This show is a party today. My goodness.
I like this kind of party.
I was wondering what that cloud was after Hudler walked out of the room.
Dude.
Ah, man, anytime you guys want me, I'll come in the studio. We'll have some fun.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
It is on like radar song.
That's the one, Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's why we're a team. Baby.
Like our team?
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Weasel.
We'll send him the book.
From Emerson College, the good vibes provider, 5'10", Matt Spiegel.
Hey, where is Spiegel?
From DePaul University at 5'10", Lawrence Hall.
Thank you.
5'10".
Lawrence has done it all. Earned his master's from the University of Alabama.
High time!
Lawrence Holmes, congratulations to you. You are appreciated by many, many people.
Matt Spiegel is one of the great baseball people, and not only in this town, but across the country.
Chris is talented. Chris has got it. Chris is the best part of the show.
Rod West Coon, they get their wish.
First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence. King of Evergreen Park.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
Everything everyone said about the score and you being a tyrant is totally wrong. Wait, is that what you wanted me to say? Write it down again.
If they mention the score, we'll go hug it out.
Gonna hug it out with Jeremy Piven.
Matt was talking about the dishwasher. That's my kind of sports radio right there.
This is where we have a big open and then it's like music.
Chicago, let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We don't have a lot of time, but we're going to get a lot done between now and 6 o'clock. The crew is united, and Tanny is looking like a man who is going to be out on the town tonight. I love it. Alex Kuhn is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
A very important Cubs win numerically that we will talk about later on. But yeah, man, it's a beautiful day in Chicago. We got a ton of Bears to do on a Bears Friday and not a lot of time to do everything we got to do.
Yeah, there's a lot still left for us to do on our Friday docket, including talking with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic about your Bears as they get ready to match up with the Lions this weekend. We know that you want to get into that, so we're going to get into that. That's coming up next on Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
When you talk in London about Caleb being bossy.
He bossy, but in a not like mean way, but like his own way. So take that as you want.
I mean, does it please you? I mean,
Co-host of the Take the North podcast,
Layla Rahimi of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, filling in for Dan Weederers. This is a late night for all of us.
I'm sorry, I forgot that Dan Weederer elicited three word reactions. Oh, so you guys can do that together, right? I'm sorry, I saw that late and I was blinded by rage and disappointment.
I'm looking at Weedsy right now. He is three glasses over. He looks very, he's got a pen in his ear right now. Yeah, he's just bearing down. But thank you, Dan appreciates you, Layla.
Dan Weederer.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking with Dan Weederer and talking about the Bears. They get ready for their game against the Lions. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers. And Dan joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. We are going to be out at Circa the week that the Bears play the Raiders. It's going to be dope. You should come down. We're doing a bunch of shows. Book a room. Book a stay. Book an afternoon at Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas. .com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us. How are you, man?
Hey, what's the deal in Vegas? What are the days and the times for the parties that you guys are doing over at Circa?
Thanks for asking, Dan. We're going to be on that Friday afternoon for 3 hours after the Cubs game is over. Going to be on Saturday before Cubs for a couple hours, and then we're doing the full show on Monday. When are you coming over? All 3 days? What's the rule?
I'll be in like very, very, very late Friday. So then,
smart man.
See you guys. be able to maybe get out there Saturday and see you guys in person.
Yeah, come on through. We'd love it. We'll set you up. You can hang out at Stadium Swim and come be on the show for like a couple of minutes and just hang. It'll be a good hang.
Watch a little football, yeah, for sure.
I like that idea.
And the pool.
And the pool. So, look, this week has been a lot of examination of Ben Johnson's first game as head coach. With all of the answers that have been provided this week, how do you view what happened on Monday night?
Well, honestly, I just view it as a three-phase collapse by the Bears in a game that they had won. You know, you're sitting there, 17-6. You've got the ball right outside the red zone with a chance to deliver the knockout blow, and then everything goes haywire, and it goes haywire across all three phases. And so that's hard to swallow anytime, certainly in the season opener, certainly at home, certainly in a short week with the next opponent being, you know, not only the two-time defending division champions, but the team that Ben coached. There's a lot packed into this week as they go through this recovery process, and part of it is just understanding that it was across the board. A major malfunction across offense, defense, and special teams.
You know, with all due respect, I think Ben Johnson would like you to move on and talk about this week's game. If anybody didn't hear this today, this was Ben when asked about the game again.
I mean, can we go on to the next game?
Can we go on to the next game? But then he actually did give you one more thing. He's like, I just got greedy and went after the 5 yards. That's all I wanted, you know, which I thought was actually a touch more clarity. Him kind of definitively saying he got greedy. But, you know, I get it. Let's use that as a way to ask this. Your thoughts on okay. Ben as a head coach showing accountability and honesty in week one. How did he come off in that regard for you?
Yeah, I appreciated it this week. The honesty and the ability to own mistakes and not sidestep direct questions. The ability to explain what he did wrong and why it went wrong, and just not standing up there and trying to convince you that you didn't see something that you saw, right? Like, we've lived that too many times with coaches in the past that tell you, yeah, we liked the way we handled that. And you're like, really, you did? Because nobody in the football world liked the way that was handled. And if that's the case, then you're in big trouble. So look, there's something to being accountable. Something to being accountable publicly. I imagine that he gave similar responses to his players inside team meetings. And now the next step is actually producing results that then change the narrative to very positive related questions. And that's what this Bears team needs to do, because I know you guys have felt it this week. This wasn't one loss by a new coach with a fresh start. This was a continuation of the fatigue and frustration that the city has felt for 20 years, you know, and that's the weight that exists here. And I think Ben probably was socked right in the face with that this week.
Yeah. How does he rally around that? Because he does have to, unfortunately, he has to wear the history of this, because most people see him walking in the door as the bright light, the thing that is going to make this all be different. So how does he go about trying to make it look different?
I've got two answers to this. The first one is that, you know, you have a situation here where you need to understand what your audience has experienced, right? And I think Ben does. And I think that one of the reasons he was attracted to come here was to be part of a city and a fan base that is really, really passionate about what they do. And so it wasn't just that the Bears lost on Monday night. It was the way they lost, with a game in hand, and then it just fell away, right? Like they just squandered it away. And so I think that's what created so much tension in Chicago this week, is just like, we've done this too many times. Nobody can handle this again. And so that's part of it. Now, the other part, Herb Howard asked a question today to Ben about whether he has thought about the urgency of this game in the fact that if they lose, they're going to be 0-2 with two division losses. And Ben just shot him a glare and said, you're crazy. You're like, the thoughts of 0-2 haven't crossed my mind this week. And I love that, because it was a coach telling you, look, like, I've spent the last 4 days coming up with a winning game plan to go to Detroit and beat a really good football team. And I haven't for one second considered the idea of what's going to happen on Monday if we get back on the plane from Detroit at 0-2.
Dan Weeder of The Athletic is here with us. The quote from Ben about Jahmyr Gibbs is so glowing and so spot on and beautiful about how fast he is, how strong he is, how he plays with a chip on his shoulder, and he plays with an edge. It just makes you wonder anew why the hell they faced this entire offseason and gave the ball only to DeAndre Swift and, what, two carries for DJ Moore. What changes in personnel usage for the running backs this weekend, in your opinion?
Roschon Johnson is clear to play. Kyle Manungai is in the mix. You know, DeAndre Swift has been promised more run calls by his play caller. You would imagine that their goal would be to dedicate themselves to the running game in a way that creates openings and opportunities for a more balanced attack on the ground. Now, that also comes with responsibilities for the quarterback, the offensive lineman, and everyone else to, if a running play is called, the snap has to come without there being a false start. And those four false starts the other night are damaging, because it's one less opportunity to run the football. And now, oh, by the way, you're back 5 yards and you've got to call a whole different play because you're in a totally different down and distance. And so, like this is all folded in together here, right? And like, we could spend 2 hours talking about all the things that the Bears have to get cleaned up. The first thing they have to get cleaned up is the quarterback's play. And this is a quarterback's league, and Caleb's going to have to own the responsibility of getting this offense jump-started in a way that then allows them to use that running game as a weapon and not just something that's a complimentary piece.
What's fair when talking about how Caleb played? Because I think we've got speaks to where you and I are, Weedsy, where it's like, look, there is a level of patience that needs to happen with all of this. That being said, if you're a Bears fan, you had a game one, your quarterback didn't play well in the second half, and it looked like there's a strategy that can be duplicated. But what Brian Flores did early on in that game with drop 7, drop 8, and then once they got a lead, like, just saying, hey, let's go after this guy and make him uncomfortable. So what becomes germane to the discussion of, is Caleb getting better in your eyes?
Well, first of all, I just want you guys to know that as a longtime resident of Worrytown, I've been at the city limits of Worrytown with my thumb up, hoping to hitchhike the hell out of here. I don't want to be in Worrytown anymore. I've been here too long. I want to go someplace else. And so while I'm still here, I just want you to know I'm trying to get the hell out of
here.
You're
one of our most important citizens.
Dan, I'm here too. I'm squatting, as you may or may not know. I'm not paying rent. I haven't bought property. Lawrence can't kick me out. That's up to me, because the law is actually in my favor.
I'm going to get the governor in and get Speegs up out of here. I'll tell you that much.
If you guys see a bullet train coming by that gets us out of here, let me know. I'll buy you all tickets. We'll get in first class and we'll get out of here. And so to answer your question, look, like, quarterbacks are going to struggle. They're not expected to hit every throw. There's going to be rough quarters. There's going to be bad halves. These things are going to happen. But here's how I kind of had this discussion with Declan Doyle in the hallway yesterday when we were talking about the pre-snap issues. While patience is required in this journey, it doesn't mean you just have full tolerance for errors that shouldn't still be occurring, right? And so for me, the two things that happened Monday that were troubling were the pre-snap issues, the inability to get out of the huddle cleanly on time, the inability to have cadence that everyone understood and reacted to, and then just the easy throws that were missed by a wide margin, right? We know the fourth down to DJ. We know the one over the middle, same part of the field, to Cole Kmet late in the third quarter. Those are can't-miss throws. And so the coaching staff can't just sit up there in Lake Forest and say, it's okay, Caleb. In Declan's words, it's not okay, right? Like, there is a championship standard that this coaching staff has tried to establish. And that definition for them is this good enough to win the last football game that's played on Sunday in February? And if it's not, it has to be called out. It has to be corrected. It has to be taught until you get to a level where you are reaching that standard. And those things aren't reaching that standard. I think that's what's most worrisome to me, is how much that they are having to continue down the path of all this huddle command stuff and the operation and getting plays called cleanly. You're never going to advance to the next level of offense if you're doing all those things with this level of clunkiness. And so that's got to be a thing for Caleb going forward. And if it persists deep into October, you're going to start to hear much more serious conversation both inside the building and on these airwaves.
Yeah, you are. But we've got some time here. So let's see step two this weekend and see if it persists. Dan wrote about the false start stuff in his Red Flags piece on The Athletic. There's nobody on the injury report, Dan, from the offense that's a problem. I mean, Jahdae Walker's limited, yeah. But DJ Moore's a full participant. And with the defense, the news, if anybody doesn't know, is that Jalen Johnson, a full participant, he will play. TJ Edwards limited, but then full today, so he's going to play. It's just Kyler Gordon, who's not even going to make the trip, right? But this
and maybe Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, right. tell us about Grady Jarrett, who's limited.
I would expect Grady to give it a go. His knee was wrapped. His right knee was wrapped pretty good today before he went out to practice for what he could get done on Friday. So he's going to give it a try, but it's something to keep an eye on as they get going. Great to have Jalen back. Great to have TJ Edwards back. You're going to be facing an offense that is different than the Detroit offense you faced last year. It's not only Ben Johnson's exit. We know Frank Ragnow retired. The interior of that offensive line is two first-year starters at guard. They're still kind of trying to feel things out up front. And so you've got an opportunity to take an offense that lost a little confidence, clearly, in week one for who they should be and who they have been. And so you want to use your playmakers and your highly paid veterans to keep that doubt in their head, right? And so Jalen's return and TJ's return are a big deal to this football game. And now you also have a head coach who presumably would know every last thing that makes Jared Goff uncomfortable and would probably relay those to Dennis Allen and say, hey, DA, Jared really struggles with X, Y, and Z. Let's do a lot of X, Y, and Z.
There were some missed opportunities in the kicking game. The Bears signed a kicker to their practice squad. Are those two things connected?
Oh, there's no question they're connected. It's just a matter of how pressing the message is to Cairo Santos, right? Like, I think presumably you're not going to send a practice squad kicker. You're not going to activate him to a game day roster without having had any practice with the battery or the team or anything of that nature. Jake Moody's track record has not been real good during his career. His accuracy is nowhere near Cairo Santos's accuracy. He had a worse week in week one than Cairo had on Monday night. But I do think it's a little bit of a message where you've got a captain of your football team put on notice for not having the game that they wanted him to have and saying, listen, everybody take notice. Like, Cairo is highly respected. He's a team captain for a reason. But if you don't produce, we can't sit around and say, it's okay, we'll get better. So it's up to Cairo to be better on Sunday in Detroit and to make sure that this conversation goes away quickly. I don't think any of us in Morrytown can live through another kicker conundrum where we're trying to figure out week to week who's going to be the kicker. I was out there for May of 2019 when I think, Speaks, you took a few reps kicking in that kicker competition that spring because they let everybody come out to try it out.
Yeah, we all did. But as Olin Krutz proved last week, I'm more a fit for center when that's needed. I can just I can just get out there and do that. Well, I'm glad you phrased it that way, like a message to the made guy, the captain, because it's an interesting thing. I wonder if they're more upset about a missed 50 yarder and a swirling wind, or telling them he can kick it out of the end zone and not being able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the latter. Honestly, I think Ben wound up with egg on his face, and today was the fourth day this week that a Bears coach had to stand up and answer for the kickoff that didn't make it out the back of the end zone. And so that's problematic, right? Like, this was a thing that prevented the Bears from making a rally late in the game. The kicker thought he could do it. Everything that he did throughout the preseason convinced them that they should have trust in what he said he could do. And then he just mishit a ball in a key moment, and it ended up costing them a lot of valuable time late in that game. And so in order to get this thing kind of back on track, you have to prove yourself to a new coaching staff. And that was game one for Cairo under he's obviously got history with Richard Hightower, but it was game one under Ben Johnson. And so all of a sudden that trust erodes a little bit, and you've got to regain it, and you've got to regain it with performance and production. And that's a big key on Sunday afternoon in Detroit.
I'm trying to figure out, though, with this thing, and I agree with you that there is a message that's being sent. The run game has been ineffective, and I know that it has more moving parts than the kicking game. But it still strikes me as odd that the Bears didn't do more to bolster the running back room. And now here you are, where your seventh round pick is a really interesting prospect, but he's got some limitations.
Yep.
The guy that you are, I guess, waiting to be healthy is also still a project in year three of his career. And DeAndre Swift is a running back that you kind of wanted to move on from. So why wasn't there more of a competition, or were they just not impressed with anyone that they brought into camp or in tryouts?
Well, for me, the failure was draft weekend in April and looking at a running back class that was so plentiful with talent, very, very deep, options on all 3 days to go ahead and get that position a little bit more quality depth. And they didn't do it. And so now this is sort of the price you pay when you miss that opportunity that was there for you in April. And so now you've got to try to bring the best out of who you have, right? And so I think there is confidence that DeAndre Swift, under the guidance of both Ben's running game and Eric Bieniemy as his coach, can find his peak form and become something that is a really, really dynamic playmaker every single week. And then they've got to find an option here. And it is, Lawrence, to your point, it's just it's a failure that they don't have answers. It's a failure that it took them 7 weeks of training camp to figure out who they wanted to start at left tackle. And at the end, it was just kind of a shrug. I guess it's Braxton, you know, and to his credit, he played pretty well on Monday night. And so these are things that happen when you're a struggling football team trying to climb the mountain. You got to find answers. You got to find them quickly, because again, like, if you guys thought 0-1 was tough, what about like 1-4, you know? And they're staring at that. I know Ben's not going to admit that, but good Lord, like, if you don't play sharp and you don't get some of these things answered quickly, this thing can get away from you in a hurry, and this city isn't going to be able to handle it again. I promise you.
Thank you, Dan. We'll see you at the Worrytown Commissary.
I got one more for Dan since it leads into what we're going to do, Spiegs. After watching last night, I'm sitting here thinking about Detroit's offense a little differently. Like, we looked at last week and go, oh, look at them. They're totally missing Ben. That's what the issue is. And maybe the issue is Green Bay's really good on defense. How do you view it?
So I watched more of last Sunday's game, Packers-Lions, than I did last night of Packers-Commanders. But what I saw in both games from the Packers defense is a group that's flying around. And you can say what you want about how much difference one player can make, but we lived it with Khalil Mack 7 years ago, and it just feels like the battery power went up 15% by plugging Micah Parsons in there for everybody else around them, right? And we saw what that was in 2018, and now they're living it right now, where it's just like everybody else on the field is juiced up and attacking, and you get those early results, and now all of a sudden you believe that nobody can stop you. And that's what the Packers seem to have going for them right now, and everybody else in the division better be on notice, and we'll see which direction it goes for the next, you know, 2 months. The Bears obviously don't have to play Green Bay until December. That's a good thing for them. They've got some time to figure out their offense before they go into that challenge.
Weedsy, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas, enjoy the weekend.
That's Dan Weederer. He's great.
Yeah, he is. You know, Lawrence, the thing on the draft is like the fact that they wanted Travion Henderson, we know this, and then they didn't get him early in the second round. So they pivot, and they end up with 3 second-round picks, and the only one who played is Luther Burden.
That's a big problem for me. Like when you had so many needs, and then you draft a guy that we all think can play, right, Speaks? Like, this is a guy that we think belongs on the field.
But if you're admitting that you need a second running back of consequence that much, you know, at that point in your offseason, and you get all the way here with nothing by the time you're in week two, it's a really terrible reflection on Ryan Poles, especially with the non-usage of those second-round guys mixed in.
Yeah, when you got all three of the guys that you drafted in the second round and they had no real impact on the game on Monday, that is troubling. But the question that I asked Weedsy, I want to talk with Spiegs and you about, and that's watching the Packers and maybe it triggering something about how you view the Lions and their offense. We'll discuss that. We're going to throw in a little bit of Cubs stuff too. Big win for the Cubs today over at Wrigley Field. There's a lot to get to before we get out of here at 6. It's Spiegel and Holmes on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Four.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
What are you asking? What did Jared say?
I'm saying your offense last year.
Well, no, you said something Jared said, so let me hear it. So after one game, tell me what it looks like that's drastically different.
Explosive plays weren't there. Wasn't as creative. Wasn't as...
You didn't see any pre-snap motions in that game?
As much as we've seen before.
I want you to go back and look at all of our motions, pre-snap motions, fast motion shifts on the road.
Last question.
You talked about just knowing Allen.
So upset about that yesterday was Lions head coach Dan Campbell. I think, actually, I haven't gone back and looked, but I think he's probably right that they do a little bit less of that. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock. And we got to talk about coaching overall and some coaches that have made some guarantees. But Spiegs, I'm sitting there watching, taking notes last night, watching Washington take on Green Bay. I have a lot of notes on it. Number one, I think their all-white jerseys are actually their best jersey combination. I definitely dig the helmet. That's number one. Number two, did you know that Jaden Daniels is Japanese?
I had not known that he is Japanese.
Found that out last night because he had how everyone can kind of put their sticker on the helmet? And he had the Japanese flag on the helmet last night. And I'm going, that's interesting. I wonder what that's about. Did a little research. Find out his great-grandmother's Japanese.
How about that? And this big old melting pot of a nation and our melting pot of a league of sorts.
It's beautiful.
But, yeah, it is beautiful. No, I did not know that. Can he go to his left and throw to his left?
Sure. Maybe.
Not that much, which makes things a little funky when you've got a pass rush like that. Because he was scrambling and ducking and diving around, but when he had to go left, I didn't see a ton of success. But hey, look, that Packers defense is real, and I know that's what you want to discuss. Like, that you're thinking about that angle of it. And we should discuss it because Micah is just a freaking dervish. The energy that he plays with is really easy to appreciate. And I liked what Wiederer said about the battery power goes up about 15% when you add a player like that. Feels like that whole team is playing with incredible confidence right now.
What I love about what Weedsy said is that it wasn't hyperbolic. 15% is about perfect for what you're saying someone is going to add to a team, and not like, oh, they're now going to be the greatest defense of all time. Like, I think he nailed it with that percentage.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I remember realizing it anew in watching, and I'm sure it's how people felt when they were watching the 85 Bears, but when watching the Legion of Boom and those 49ers defenses at the same time, there was Vic Fangio's defenses, right? Those two defenses, especially when they would play each other, they played with like that little extra edge of violence and vigor and energy, and that's what the Packers defense looks like it's playing with through 2 weeks. But I got to say, The biggest thing that I'm realizing, especially for offenses that run so much pre-snap stuff, is the very thing that Dan Campbell got snippy about in the cut that you heard during the week that Tanny brought back there. Pre-snap motion on the road, man. Trying to do what you do on the road. I mean, and like, we're going to be able to see it this Sunday for the Bears too and talk about the differences and what the Lions and what the Commanders could not do on the road, both of them in Green Bay against that pass rush. And it is a different game in terms of execution.
Yeah, and should we just be worried overall with the way that the Bears offense has looked at home and some of the stuff that we saw in preseason and in camp, that now they take this thing onto the road, and how are you going to make it match up to all the things that you want to do? If you're not clean at home, how are you going to be clean in an in a desperate environment? Like, yeah. Watching Dan Campbell throughout this week, I don't know how he's going to look if they lose this game, but I know that I don't think that he is walking around going, no, I'm not thinking about being 0-2. I think he is thinking about being 0-2. And I think that he has let everyone know up there that they don't want to start 0-2 inside the division.
If Jordan Love doesn't give the ball away in some big moments in big games, and they remain healthy for the most part, that Packers thing, I mean, I understand why there are a lot of people's pick to come out of the NFC. The state of that roster right now, I mean, this is their go-for-it moment. And Tucker Kraft showing you that he is everything you could want in a tight end. Remember, it's Josh Jacobs, and when they need to lean on him for 30 carries in a game, they can do that too. You know, and they've invested on both sides of the line, and now with Micah, that is a very – very complete roster. It battles the Eagles for most complete roster in the NFL.
It was so Packers. Like, they're missing Zach Tom, and they were missing their guard, and there they go. Oh, they're just going to slide a 2025 second round pick right in there. And I know he had a penalty or two, you know, which will happen for a rookie out there, but that's just what they do. It's like, oh, we have depth, and we'll just slide this guy in there, and injuries are not really a factor for us.
And you have Jordan Love, for the most part, playing mistake-free football.
Yeah, like, and he's aggressive, man. Like, some of those mistakes are because he's aggressive, and I admire the aggression. He throws some balls. Was it Malik Heath who made that crazy catch with the toe tap on the sideline? Like, that's a ball that a lot of people wouldn't even bother to throw. Like, he goes for it, and if he can, in the Josh Allen way, eliminate some of the mistakes while still going for it, then I don't really see their weakness.
The last regular season interception that he threw was against the Bears. And it was back in November, the November game against the Bears.
I forgot he finished that strong. I forgot he finished that mistake-free in the regular season. That's right, because that was a lot of the conversation going in. Yeah, they're scary, and it sucks. It pisses you off.
Yeah, and I just worry that you look at Detroit and go, oh, man, you know, all right, they're obviously suffering because they lost all of these coaches, and they lost Ben Johnson. And it might be as simple as they played the best team that isn't named the Eagles in the NFL.
It was a favorite old segment of mine in the Sporting News Radio days. I've got a jingle for it, Lawrence, if you want it.
Impressive, go for it.
Impressive or inept? Was it the Packers being impressive or the Lions being inept? I mean, this is what we do, especially in football season, in trying to figure out exactly what we're seeing. And people are doing it last night. I mean, there's people harshing on Jaden Daniels, and there's a lot of people pushing back on, and this is how the conversation can go. I think, to your setup and question, this is more a reflection of the Packers being impressive than it is either the Lions or the Commanders being inept. I definitely lean that way more.
So we're in a already early on in a season, and we got people out here talking about guarantees. Is that what's happening?
Is it what we have? Like, I haven't heard the Dan Campbell. Okay, because like neither of these coaches wants to be 0-2, but I know what the Ben is, and let's get to the Ben after. But I haven't heard the Dan Campbell. Was he asked, or this is straight up guarantee? Let's hear it. I don't know.
Ben's my friend. He's always going to be my friend. You know, nothing about that's going to change. You know, we're going in, getting ready to play Chicago. We're going to win this game. You know, we have to.
All right. So is that a full on guarantee?
We're going to win this. He kind of said it twice.
Well, no, he said we have to.
Like, right.
That pulls back. That pulls back to positive thinking. Right. So that you know, like, we're going to win. We're going to go there and we're going to win. We're like, was it Matt Hasselbeck?
We want the ball and we're going to score.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Well, someone's going to score and they're going to score off you on a pick six and your playoffs is going to be over.
Right. Was it Al Harris? Right.
Oh, I don't believe so. It's a good question. Though.
That's a great question. Now I got to look up the video.
Where's Alex?
It was Al Harris.
Oh,
wow,
my
Bears
goodness.
Coach Al Harris.
How
Tanny
about
nailed it.
How about it? Jumping a route like he's Nashawn Wright on a Monday
that's
night.
That's what made me think of it, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the Al Harris special. Who called it that with us the other day? It's Forte.
JTO.
Oh, it was JTO called it the Al Harris special.
I think
special.
It was Matt Bowen.
That's right. Yeah.
It was Olin.
Because it was the Deron Bland,
maybe it was
Trayvon
Kurt.
Diggs, Nashawn Wright, Al Harris special. That's
Vonnie.
Well, like the guarantee, like Joe Namath saying we're going to win the Super Bowl is a guarantee, right? Mark Messier is saying we're going to win the cup. It's a guarantee.
Let's play Dan Campbell again because I feel like it's a guarantee, Speaks. I think it's a guarantee with some hope behind it, but a guarantee nonetheless.
Ben's my friend. He's always going to be my friend, you know. But that nothing about that's going to change, you know. We're going in, getting ready to play Chicago. We're going to win this game. You know, we have to.
I think it leaks confidence a little bit. There's a little hope. But if you want to call it a guarantee, I'm going to give that like a 70% guarantee with a confidence leakage. From somebody whose confidence sometimes leaks in conversation. Trust me when I hear it.
Oh, I meant to tell you guys, because remember how yesterday we were doing the thing with Wani with the dry erase board?
Oh, yeah.
So I spent the day at my parents' house, which is, you know, a clearinghouse for teacher supplies.
Did you find one?
There's one. I went to go take their garbage out for them, and it was literally right there, like perfect size and everything. And yeah. I don't know if like they just went out last night after the show and bought. It was like, wait, I was just thinking of exactly this.
Oh, I like that idea that Lawrence's parents listen to the show, they decide what we need, and they go buy it for your next visit.
Whiteboard. They just have everything in there. There's crayons and chalk and all sorts of stuff. And I was like, look at that. Oh yeah, dry erase board
for
Coach.
They went to Coach Co.
That's right. They've got a subscription to Coach Co. You go there and get yourself a grease pen.
Wani loves Coach Co. He goes there every weekend. All the free samples, he's just dining the whole time and just calling everybody Coach. They love that. Do your parents have an overhead projector? If I wanted to do some old school overhead projecting, can I get it there?
I'm almost certain that they do. There's a lot in that garage. And I was like, wow. I literally like stepped down. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I need.
But did you grab it? Could you fit it in the Blackmobile?
I'm going to ask permission. Like I'm going to ask.
That's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure that they're going to give it to us because I'm sure there's probably four more in there that I didn't even see.
Parents' house is open game. You go back to the parents' house. If you're over 40 and you go to the parents' house, anything you see is yours. That's my new rule.
My mom does make us take stuff out of there every time we leave. So I'll take the dry erase board when I go there tomorrow. All right, so let's hear Ben this time.
Yeah, let's see if this is a guarantee or not. Let's check
this out. That's where your feet are. But any thoughts or conversations about going to particularly a division, going to –
You're crazy right now. We're going to win this game.
We're going to win this game. In response to do you have conversation about being 0-2? That's even less of a guarantee than Dan's. I'm sorry. I don't want to be crapping all over the segment with the hot guarantee on guarantee action.
This segment was your idea.
It was Tanny's, actually. And then I'm pushing back a little bit.
Yeah, but it speaks to the great thing of making it unfun in the text thread. And now he's transitioning that to the airwaves, which is great.
He literally texted me. He was like, hey, let's do this coach guarantee thing inside of our car. Like, this is your baby.
That's because I wanted to push against it. Because, I wanted to be on record.
That's fine. Push against it. But what about when you hear them together?
We're going to win this game.
We're going to win this game.
We're going to win this race.
Elvis, you want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Yep.
We're going to win this game.
We're going to win this game.
I've never heard two coaches guarantee victory in the same week. This is going to be one hell of a game that's no doubt going to end up in a tie.
There we go.
Can they both win?
They both can't win.
You know who's going to win?
They can both lose.
You know who's really going to win, don't you? The viewer.
Wow.
The viewer.
We're going to win many games.
Well, and wait, what's the other one?
We're not going to win many games.
Oh, come on, Ben. Now, there's a guarantee.
Pick a lane, Ben. Come on, man.
There's a guarantee that they're not going to win many games. We have to take a break. When we come back, Speaks. For Gen X guys like us, there were some references made on the Cubs broadcast today that we need to discuss in earnest. And we will do that after a timeout next here on The Score.
We're going to win this game.
We're going to win this game.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Good morning. Can you talk about the difference between 83 and 79 and 83 and 79 from last year and this year and how you feel about the organization as it is today?
Yeah. Well,
got over that hump today, baby.
84th win today.
Yeah, congratulations.
Better than last year and the year before. But hey, man, 3 in a row, 7 out of 9, and a viable postseason team if the offense can get hot. Maybe Cade Horton's your number one, Lawrence. We'll see.
Meanwhile, Milwaukee has lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, so you've got that to think about if you want. But either way, like, the Mets are trying to fade out of the wild card.
They sure are.
And this Cubs bullpen, they're figuring it out. I like that Brad Keller has gotten the eighth inning the last two times they've had a lead, because it's been the top of the order both times. Today against Tampa and the last one against Atlanta, Keller got the eighth and has been absolutely great. So Kittredge with two saves, but don't think he's the closer. It's those two guys right now in whatever order Craig Counsell wants. And Brad Keller, no runs allowed since July 12th, is insane.
I know
he's having a great year.
There's 15 games left to play, but I can't. The Giants have to be kicking themselves. Like, straight up kicking themselves. Like, what? They're only a game out of that last spot because, like you said, the Mets are fading fast, having lost 6 in a row. But, yes, great win for the Cubs today, and it didn't start out well. I like the way that Pat described it and Judson described it, where Matthew Boyd has done all that work to be the guy for the Cubs this year. And this was the game where they picked him up instead of him picking them up.
Yeah, no, that's nice. And, you know, offense came to play a little bit in some spots. Christopher Morel with the big home run. Nico's so good, man. I hope Nico hits 300. He can make a charge towards it here in the final couple of weeks. He's been rolling.
Pat had some fun in the booth today. I did not know he was such a Tom Selleck fan, but apparently he is.
Yeah, there's a lot of leather there, huh? Swinging a foul back by Jake Mangum. I keep wanting to call him Magnum, as in Magnum P.I., but now that I've said it, maybe that'll do away with the temptation of saying it. I'm kind of sorry I said it already. 1-2 pitch is down low, 2-2.
That was a hit TV show, right, in the 1980s?
It was.
Yeah. Tom Selleck. He could play a little baseball, right?
He played basketball at USC, I believe. I'm sure he played some baseball. Here comes the 2-2. Swinging a foul down the left field side, back out of play.
He used to wear the Tigers cap, right, on the show as Magnum P.I.?
So you were a big fan of the show, huh?
I like the action. The helicopter, right?
That wasn't all the action. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Mangum.
Yeah,
he actually did play baseball at the University of Southern California.
And basketball, Judson, is that... But I'm to understand the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Mangum is not feeling like a star as he is out number two in the. Okay, Judson, thank you.
So Pat was right. He did play basketball too And that Mangum is John Mangum's son, who used to play for the Bears.
Man, there's a whole bunch of worlds coming together. I always think of Selleck from Magnum PI as a baseball player because of
Mr. Baseball, right?
Or Mr. 3000.
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. 3000 is Bernie Mac.
Is Bernie Mac. I'm mixing them up.
Root for the champions. Yeah. Do you remember who took Tom Selleck's job in Mr. Baseball Speaks? I know Lawrence knows. It's strange to watch it. Like, my stomach turns when I watch it, but a young Frank Thomas in a Yankees uniform.
That's right.
Is the star first baseman for the Yankees, and Tom Selleck has to go to play in Japan.
I completely blacked that out of my memory of that movie, that it was Frank Thomas in a Yankees uniform.
How was that allowed to happen? How did Kenny Williams allow the Yankees to get in White Sox business?
Yeah, long before Kenny. This is, like I said, this is like 91, 92. So, Ron Shuler?
Yeah, this is Shuler.
This is Shuler.
But that's all right. Like, Jay Johnstone was in a whole bunch of jerseys for Naked Gun, right? It's fine.
Yeah, I like Brian's chances. There's no question about that.
When I went down to the field to talk with him and stood next to him, and you realize how big he is and the fact that he's going to fill out from where he is now, that is a very large man.
Oh, he's a monster. He's big. Real big. He's one of the biggest 6'6 guys I've ever seen. He looks like he ought to be in the movies instead of in a baseball uniform. When I went down and watching him hit, he got out and came around, started talking to me. He reminded me of Tom Selleck. When Tom worked out with us. Tom Selleck, by the way, left-handed hitter, and he was strong. He could hit some line drives.
That's a wrap. There's a Hawkism for everything. For absolutely everything. And it's amazing. By the way, we're going to be at Circa. It's going to be awesome. You should be there with us. We're going to do a whole bunch of shows. We're doing a Friday show after the Cubs game. We're doing a Saturday show before the Cubs game. We're doing a Monday show still there at Stadium Swim. It's going to be amazing, and you should join us. Log on. Go on to CircaLasVegas.com. Reserve your spot. We are very, very thankful for the opportunity to get ourselves back out to Circa. Speaks, have a wonderful weekend, man, with our guy Ben and Ruben. Our guy Ruben. I have something that Tanny's going to hopefully drop off since I can't be there for the festivities. But have a wonderful weekend, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Got a lot of family in and friends in. It's going to be a thrilling weekend. I look forward to the Bar Mitzvah recap on Monday. A touch of Bears on Monday.
Mostly Bar Mitzvah recap. I like that idea.
Yeah. I'll do it on my podcast, Bar Mitzvah Play-by-Play.
Can we come on in the next game?
House of Bar Mitzvah. It's a good podcast. I highly recommend it. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, whose little boy is having a bar mitzvah this weekend. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay it on Monday after the Bears game here on The Score.
Okay, that's that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's all. Thanks, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.